Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Now it's time for Quick Hits. And did someone say Draft Watch? I think I just said Draft Watch. For the second straight day, we have an update here. Yesterday, it was that Drake May would be playing against Buffalo this weekend, increasing the Patriots' odds of getting a win against the Buffalo team. Sitting well today, the Titans jostling for the first pick as well. They've got better odds than the Browns do right now. They announced that Will Levis is starting Week 18 against the Texans. Did your confidence in getting the number one pick just take a hit because of Will Levis, as opposed to Mason Rudolph starting against the Texans this week?
They both stink, Nick.
They do.
They're both bad at football.
Yeah, but I think one might be worse. This is the boomer bust of Will Levis is interesting here, though.
He's really bad.
He is, but he can have that game. It's the Bailey Zappi
Mason
effect.
Mason Rudolph can have that game, too, though. We've seen him do it with the Steelers.
I think he stink on poo.
I think they're both stink on poo. The other thing here, we got an update on since we're talking about Tank and everything going on, the Patriots have now listed Drake May as questionable with a hand injury. So,
are they bringing him back? Now are they throwing us off the scent here?
Well, I mean, that would be them telling us that we don't want to win this game.
I'm going to tell you, Gerard Mayo, win this game. Because Bob Kraft is going to be telling Gerard Mayo, dude, you're safe. You know, your Patriots family. No. Mike Vrabel's out there. All right? No, don't. Gerard, you got to win this game. Gerard Mayo has to win this game. Be smart about this, Gerard.
I think this is him being smart about it for the Patriots standpoint, because maybe you're right. Are you suggesting that all of the smoke over the past 24 hours that Robert Kraft is in love with Gerard Mayo is just to throw Gerard Mayo off the scent?
Yes, 100%.
That would be brilliant if it's true. Oh, that makes more sense than anything.
Yeah.
That does make more sense than anything.
Occasionally, blind squirrel in a nut.
And this is that occasion.
Look, we got it.
All right.
Look at us.
NCAA considering allowing 5 years of eligibility for players in all sports moving forward. Per an NCAA official, the topic will continue to be discussed in early 2025. So instead of 4 years of eligibility, 5 could now be on the table, Nick. And actually, I love this for college football. I love this for college basketball. Now that we're in the spot where these kids can make millions of dollars, if you're not good enough to go to the pro, I like them being able to make money for another year.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's so weird when people get upset about like Ken McCormick going to 9 years to college. I don't care. Why would I care about that? Here's the thing. The on-field and on-court impact is, I think it actually is helping with parity. I think the longer these guys stay in, that extra year, that extra bit of juice is giving these guys a little bit more. And I think that's helping schools get that might like maybe a Cam McCormick ends up at Charlotte and makes them marginally more competitive. I actually think it's a good thing for college football.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you don't want a situation where it's like everyone's a bunch of Danny Almontes that are just a million years older than everyone they're playing against. You know, like you got how old was Dylan Gabriel? 24 years old?
Yes. Yeah,
that's tough. We're bordering on a bad spot there. But Dylan Gabriel is a great example of this because the man is not going to make any NFL dollars. Okay, he is going to be a day three pick at best.
$3
total. Yeah. The whole in everything after agent fees. Agent fees
taxes,
are wild these days.
Depending on where you get drafted, taxes might, are a big thing.
Maybe $350. The point is that if he can make another $2 million because he has a fifth year instead of 4 years, that's a good thing.
Get it, King.
Omaha.
One Ohioan missed out on a jackpot. A jackpot, I believe is the word, a winning ticket for the $138 million lottery back in July was sold in Dayton, but the lottery has gone unclaimed, and the deadline to claim it has passed. What would your reaction be if you found out afterwards that you won $138 million but never checked your ticket, never claimed the lottery?
I don't know how you move forward in life.
Yeah. Because it's the odds of you winning are so slim anyways.
I mean, does that then make you think that if I did it once, I can do it again?
No.
Do you end up having so much cockiness around it because I was the chosen one once, I can be it another time?
No, I think you have to massively reassess your life and your priorities and your goals, and maybe you're just not meant for something special.
I got it. You start wearing those Life is Good t-shirts, and you tell yourself that money doesn't equate to happiness.
That'd be a lie.
You build a whole arc on the idea that money doesn't buy happiness, money doesn't matter in the big picture at all, and life is about adventure and memories and the friends that we make along the way, Nick.
Yeah, that's just what rich people say to throw us poors off the scent. I know exactly.
Hey, if you cost yourself $138 million because of that, that's the only option you have is to convince yourself that money does not matter in this world.
It's either that or you got to go into the mob, right? Like, you got, like, all right, getting it the
if
legitimate
you're
lucky
so
way.
So uninspired and lazy that you can't check the lottery tickets that you buy,
that
you're not going to be able
What if you had a medical condition and got, like, lost in your car?
Then you're still going to have that medical condition. The mob's not going to help you.
I mean, you can get better from a heart attack or a stroke. I'm just saying. Like, I'll be honest. It would be the most defeating thing that ever happened if I found out that I won $138 million and I didn't claim it. My life would be... I'd be so much better with $138 million. Let's just be honest.
You'd be out of our lives, Nick. Or would you?
No, I wouldn't.
Omaha!
138, I'd stay.
I'd be gone.
I don't believe you. You and I are too addicted to this thing.
Do a tenth of that and I'm gone.
A tenth? $13 million?
Yeah, 13. I'm gone. Jax, I'll buy you a controller, a PlayStation controller, and say thanks for all the work you did.
JP, you have three separate shows.
And we are gone.
You have our show.
Yeah.
You have your Infinity Sports Network show. And you do the Browns pregame. You're addicted to the game, kid. It's time to admit it.
Something tells me life will move on. And I'll be $14 million.
Is it how everybody gets fired in radio and then, like, 3 years later?
No, you know how we're doing the rich thing? It's like, you just tell yourself that money doesn't matter and all this? This is what I'm telling you right now. It might be full of it, but it's what I'm telling you right now.
Omaha!
Saquon, not playing on Sunday. Not his decision. This one came from the Eagles. He's 100 yards short of Eric Dickerson's rushing record. He's already got over 2,000. Nick, we talked about baseball and football last segment. This feels like the type of story that baseball fans would be livid about, but because we don't care about all-time football records, it really doesn't matter the same way.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out the relation to this to my Myles Garrett is winning a Defensive Player of the Year award on a 3-win team.
There's not one.
I was thinking, like, I would understand it if Saquon was disappointed by it. It actually does kind of rob us of a cool moment. Like, Eric Dickerson's had that record for 30 years now.
Oh, 40 at this point.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. It took 10 years off my life just saying that. But, trying to make myself younger. But, they're doing the right thing. You can't take any risk if you're the Eagles. This is zero-sum game. If it was almost any other team, I'd kind of be more inclined to be like, come on, give them a chance to break the record. The Eagles have to win a championship this year, or at the very least be in the Super Bowl.
I mean, they're in the driver's seat.
Yeah, they...
Kind of. Think about it. If you don't believe in the Vikings because you think Sam Darnold is what it is, and that's my take on it, I just don't believe in the Vikings. Lions defense is shot. They got backups to backups playing right now. They're allowing 32 points a game over the previous six. They can't stop anybody. They might have the greatest offense we've seen, even in the Mahomes era, the greatest offense we've seen in a decade, but they can't stop anybody. It might be right for the taking for the Eagles.
I still get it.
I hate that. By the way, I hate that take because I don't love this Eagles team, and everyone thinks Sirianni is an absolute dodo, and he is. But that might just be reality right now.
Hey, somebody's got to come out of the NFC.
Omaha!
Jimmy Buckets has lost his smile after weeks of hinting. Heat star Jimmy Butler gave a frank assessment of how he's feeling after the Heat fell to the Pacers 128-115 last night in South Beach.
I want to see me get my joy back from playing basketball. Wherever that may be, we'll find out here pretty soon. But I want to get my joy back. I'm happy here off the court, but I want to be back to somewhat dominant. I want to hoop, and I want to help this team win. Right now, I'm not doing that.
Can you get your joy back here on the court?
Probably not.
On the court. Can you get your joy back here on the court? His hair looks like Area 51. Have you seen a photo?
It's a lot. And he's doing a lot right now. That's he's going full Britney with a hair thing. Like, just
what,
tamp
did
it down
emo
a little
last
bit.
Year, yeah. And now he's got this thing going on.
The emo thing was funny, if not weird. Are you on Jimmy Butler's side, or are you on the Heat side in this pending divorce?
Oh, I mean, I'm on Jimmy's side. He deserves to get out. They haven't done enough to warrant him staying.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think he's coming to the Cavs. I think anyone that's talking like that is just nonsense.
Yeah, I mean, the only way he comes to the Cavs is if he agrees to a buyout and then plays on like a vet min for the rest, which he's not going to do.
No.
Which again, feels a little bit talking out of both sides of your mouth when you're like, I just want to get my joy back and my money too. Like, I'm not, like, when you've already made $400 million in your career, which I think is actually what he's made, or somewhere in there, and you're at the point where you're desperate for a championship, but you're like, but I also need $50 million a year. It's like, dog, you're 34. You gotta, like, give me some priorities right now.
Jimmy reminds me of Miles in a way, where, like, when things are great, there's nobody better to be around.
Yep.
But when things stink, it just goes bad pretty fast.
And seemingly, and this is maybe the thing that I think sometimes gets on me with Miles, when things are great, everything's great. Nothing could ever touch us.
Yeah.
And when things are bad, it's everyone else.
Yeah.
Ah, how could this happen? It eats at me a little bit. Love Miles.
Omaha!
Chase Daniel, your favorite.
Our boss?
Not that one. The quarterback.
Oh, okay.
M-I-Z. Okay. That's what they do in Missouri. I lived in Missouri for 4 years.
They're just so happy that they can spell there.
That's the dude. It used to be the funniest thing in the world. You go to a bar, and there'd always be like this like random old guy that would sit across, and he would just all of a sudden randomly just, M-I-Z, and he'd wait for everyone to do the Z-O-U, and then he'd sip his beer as if he was like the proudest person in the world. That was my existence for 4 years. He weighed in on Joe Burrow on whether or not he can afford to miss the playoffs, and he says he can't automatically start dropping you tiers because you missed the playoffs when healthy for the first time. Is it fair if you start dropping Joe Burrow tiers because of the lack of wins?
Yes. You know why? Because where he is rarefied air. Where he is, like, there are some people who have him in the same category as Mahomes. But once we start to get into the minutiae of this, Mahomes has never been where Joe Burrow is. Mahomes' floor is the AFC title game. And that doesn't mean that Joe's a scrub all of a sudden. But, you know, like 2 years ago, we had crowned him as this is the adversary to Pat Mahomes. You don't make the playoffs this year. You get knocked out. Yeah, you haven't made the playoffs since, what, 3 years? Yeah, it's okay to assess that specifically for the quarterback.
Yeah, he still makes my tier, but it's a four-person tier. It's Lamar, it's Josh Allen, Mahomes, and Burrow. Maybe I should separate it and make Mahomes in a separate tier.
Yeah,
I have a hard time doing that right now.
But, like, there's multiple tiers. Because here's the thing. You can say, his
problem,
worst
though.
Season, you're only holding his greatness against him.
I don't feel good putting him in the tier after that, which is you start with Herbert and then make your way down. That's the Herbert. I don't even think Hurts is in that tier at this point.
You said Herbert so quick there, my ears were like, what did he say? Who's Herbert?
Justin Herbert.
Oh, Justin Herbert. Yeah, one of the best quarterbacks in the game. That guy. All right, guys, that is quick hits. As we move forward, Browns, Ravens. I've almost forgot about the game. Tomorrow in Baltimore to close out the season. And when we come back, our next guest, Mike Mayock, former NFL GM, longtime NFL Network draft analyst, he's going to be on the call tomorrow. Westwood won for the Browns Ravens. We'll get his thoughts on the difference between Bailey Zappe and DTR, this lost season for the Cleveland Browns, and how to get it righted. All that and more next on 92.3 The Fan.